Dale Stevens, a welcome kaikōrero on our program regularly. And Dale, of course, head of Māori tourism and our interests in our financial potential for growth offshore with New Zealand Trade and Enterprise. Thanks again, Dale, for joining us. Tēnā koe. Kia ora. Māori tourism, any hopes of a bit of a cash injection from tomorrow's budget, or maybe not?
Look, I guess if we look at the tourism sector as a whole, the government recognises the real opportunities going forward in terms of the return to full flow of people in and out of the country. So I don't specifically expect any new money for Māori tourism, but I do expect that there will be some more moves. If you remember, I mentioned a couple of months back about a new fund that had been created for regional events to encourage regional tourism operators, and that was a fund being administered through the Minister of Tourism, Matt Ducey, and Tourism New Zealand. I think we may see some more opportunities like that coming forward in the future. I also think that when you look at the role that Minister Shane Jones has in terms of regional development, very high on that list in regional development is encouraging our whānau into business opportunities around tourism. So we may see some of that money directed from the existing fund for regional development, but I don't see any fresh new money coming in. Although the International Visitors Levy, which you'll know is in existence, been around for some years now, there's been discussion about whether that should be bumped up to a more realistic figure. Now, if that does happen, that should have a flow-on effect to our communities.
Tēnā koe. They are challenging trading times, as we are aware, with flatline economic forecasts being the norm across the last year or so. But we must plan for the future. I was speaking with the founder, actually, of Invico Technologies, which you may be aware of. It does drone work in conservation space, and was successful at the High Tech Awards. And so I raised the potential with New Zealand Trade and Enterprise considerations to more of our rangatahi, delving into the tech sector, the perhaps growth area for Ngai Māori going forward. Kōrero mai o whakaro.
Yeah, so one of the interesting things is the general perception has been that Māori in the tech space has been more in the online media, film, audio production type area. But in fact, if you look at the three finalists from last week's High Tech Awards, Invico, awesome business, awesome concept with the use of drones, technology, really doing good stuff in terms of mapping our flora and fauna. But then you look at Blink Pay Global, which is a banking system, an online banking system, and then KRY10, which is a different entity again. These are sectors that our rangatahi are moving into, which I think is really really important to understand, because traditionally we've been in one area, but now we've got our Māori developers moving into cybersecurity, what we call the blue economy around use of our oceans and the resources out of the oceans. That will require a lot of technology in conjunction with our hapū across the motu, that have access to the seashore and to abundant opportunities. The tech opportunities out of that are immense. And so I think one of the great opportunities for our people going forward is to harness those opportunities in technology and utilise the likes of Callaghan Innovation for innovation grant funding, New Zealand Trade and Enterprise, who provide international growth funding to commercialise businesses globally. And the great thing about technology, of course, is you don't have to export a product on a plane or on the hold of a ship. You push, transmit. So the ability to commercialise and internationalise technology businesses is that much faster and that much more immediate. So I see real opportunities for our people going forward.
Yeah, tēnā koe. How difficult is it in a fast-moving global economy to protect the IP behind, or the intellectual property behind, a lot of these emerging ideas coming out of the tech sector and our rangatahi as we try and encourage them to participate here and to help that area for Ngāi Māori grow, how difficult is the IP space associated with a lot of these initiatives?
Potentially hugely problematic. I was interested to listen to your previous speaker, David. I've done a bit of work in this area with some of our Pākehi Māori around utilisation of natural resources out of the land and turning it into ingredients for pharmaceuticals available internationally. And so that comes with inherent risk if you don't get the intellectual property protected right at the start of the journey. And it's the same for all of our technology, all of our flora and fauna, or our new science, or our anything that's not been known before. We have to be very clear that internationally it's got to be protected before you commercialise, because unfortunately there are parts of the world where IP rights, if you haven't secured them, they'll be grabbed in a heartbeat.
As always, appreciate your thoughts. What's keeping you busy? Obviously, budget day tomorrow, so some considerations there, but what else is on your agenda going forward?
Look, I've got a major piece of work on at the moment across a number of government agencies that what we're trying to do, we realise that for government agencies in the Māori economic development space, there won't be any new funds. The government's made it clear that we need to reprioritise what we're currently doing and how we do it. So I've got a major piece of work on in the next couple of days here in Wellington around working with these government entities to get very clear what we can achieve for our people going forward. And I think about things like getting capital for investment into Māori, Māori businesses, into iwi entities and organisations, how we encourage Māori into the infrastructure space, and how we identify the best infrastructure opportunities that will support our people, and also things like procurement, social investment policies, how we get the best and brightest new Māori businesses onto these number of trade delegations. Because as you know, this government is very focused on getting out into the international markets and getting our businesses established even bigger and faster and better at the international stage. So how do we, as Māori, get as many of our up-and-comers into those trade delegations as we can? So we need to work on that really hard, because there are immense potential opportunities that we've got to be on that bus for.
Always neat having you join us on the program. Thanks very much for your time today. Go well, and we'll talk again soon. Dale, te nākwe.
Hi, kia ora, kākite.
Hei kone rā. Dale Stevens.